to do. Would you, maybe I'd say it's going to storm.
When it was picking up, would you say it's something like a breathing mask or coming out with blown hair or something like that? Something like that it's getting really hot?
I'd say it's getting harder.
What, how would you describe the opposite effect of the moon going down?
I'd say it was getting cold.
Now in the morning and fall when you first go outdoors, you find it's real cold, but it's not too cold. What kind of weather do you call that? Okay, this morning it was rather...
that cool?
It's that real... when you chill when you first walk out, would you call it just cool or would you say it?
I'd say it was chill.
And if it gets cold enough, like to kill tomatoes or flowers or something like that, you'd say, last night we had what?
A freeze. A frost.
Is that a very... would a frost be light or severe
freeze? Frost would be...
And it was really just really, really cold. You'd say it was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze over.
And you'd say if it gets much colder tonight, the pond will
freeze.
And it had blank before I got out there.
It had frozen before I got out there.
This is just for pronunciation. So you may think it's silly. But, could you count like from 1 to 20 slowly? Just count, like, put on the tape.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And the number, see, 2 times 10 is what?
20.
And 3 times 9?
26.
And the number after 29?
30.
And after 39 is what?
40.
So the number after 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
What would come after 999?
1,000.
What would be like 7 times 10? Another
70.
What would be like 10 times 10,000?
100,000.
What would be larger than that? The next number would be